Yeah, so I talked about this whole feature of gold and silver, the gold dealing con artists and their agents who promote them, with all this fake media. They create all these little mock shows, pretending like they're interviewing them for like some show. I mean, I could hire someone myself, off of Fiverr for $5 to have a green screen and make it look like they have a real news program to interview me. That's fake media, folks. It's a fraud. It's a scam. But anyway, the big word now on gold and silver, now that, it's in a definitive bear market, the numbskulls realize it. Well, actually, they don't even realize it yet. It's pretty sad. But so the gold pumpers out there, they've sent out the message. The new message, the new mantra is, well, gold and silver are insurance, right? They're insurance. You see, that's what they always say. As a matter of fact, and I'm going to be coming out with this critique on Doug Casey showing this video from 35 years ago. And other than a more even annoying persona and obnoxious looking guy that he was 35 years ago than he is today, he looks like he's about ready to croak. But he looks even more pathetically annoying and obnoxious, and sounds even more annoying and obnoxious 35 years ago. If you look back at that video, he's saying the same shit. What is he saying? Well, after gold peaked, he's telling everybody it's insurance. You understand, folks, after gold and silver peaked, they collapsed in price. They want to change the game. You see, they've lured in all the suckers who bought it at the top, right? Bought it at the top. As a matter of fact, and I wrote about this, and I've even done a little figure, a little chart showing that Peter Schiff, right? Peter Schiff, he didn't open his Euro-Pacific Gold quote company until I believe it was middle of 2010, around the summer of 2010. And if you look at the price, I don't have a chart in front of me, but I do believe that gold was higher at that time, right? So therefore, because Peter Schiff has a buy and hold mentality, tells everybody to buy gold, don't sell it. And he does that, of course, because he wants, the price to go higher. But because of that, chances are very low that anyone made any money buying gold through Peter Schiff's Euro-Pacific Gold. Matter of fact, chances are extremely high that most people got toasted or are toast right now, okay? Given the price of gold is under $1,300 an ounce, not even counting the commissions that he charged, which instantly zap the value of gold down, right? So, point is that all these guys now, once gold and silver no longer offer those easy gains that are most often achieved when any asset class is in a bull market, that is, once the bull market turns into a bear market, the prices collapse. What do these guys do? They come out and say, well, gold is insurance. It's insurance against a currency failure, right? All the currencies are going to collapse. That's what they're telling you all, right? All the fiat currencies, they always collapse. I've gone through all of these myths. I've debunked every single one of these myths by these gold pumpers. And I can guarantee you, folks, I mean, can you imagine me at one of these conferences with these gold pumpers getting on the podium, on the stage? These guys would be shaking in terror. They fear me more than anything because I've got the credibility, I've got the track record, and I have no bias, and I speak the truth. And they're all pulling a con game on you people, with misstatements, lies, bullshit, deception, fear-mongering. They're tying into your emotions, right? They're playing into all that stuff. So, insurance, right? Gold and silver are insurance. Oh, really? Well, as I mentioned previously, first of all, it's illegal to mention that. It's illegal to liken gold or anything else to insurance. Insurance is a legal, structured financial product. It is a financial asset, okay, that can be valued. There is a way to determine a valuation for insurance. You can't even determine a valuation for gold and silver other than the market price, which can change every single day. Insurance is backed by a financial institution, and those financial institutions that sell, or more specifically, that back the insurance, they are held to specific guidelines from the insurance industry, and most notably in each state, since insurance is state regulated. So there's certain criteria that each insurance company has to have in terms of liquidity, capital reserves, and so forth, right? Because they have to guarantee that there are no losses. If you buy an insurance product, you're buying that insurance to guarantee that you don't receive any loss on anything that you're insuring against, right? Whether it's your house, your car, whatever, right? So anyone who claims that gold and silver are insurance against currency failure, that means that or even loss, right? Because gold and silver, they are claiming that you cannot, you know, it's insurance. You can't lose your value. Well, gold and silver are down now, right? They're down. If you bought 100 ounces of gold, right, from some guy who's talking about gold being insurance, you bought it $800 an ounce, it's under $1,300 an ounce, then you need to go to that guy and get more than $50,000. That's what he owes you. He's claiming it's insurance. That means that he's backing the losses, guaranteed that you won't lose, right? You understand, folks? So the fact is that it's illegal for them to call it insurance, and anyone who has sold you gold or silver, who has claimed that it's insurance, you can sue. You can sue for the losses you have sustained. That is a fact. Okay? As a matter of fact, it's also something I think that you could actually even take up with the federal regulators, maybe even the SEC, but definitely the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, and U.S. Attorney General. Okay? You know, it's also funny. I did a video on this recently. I haven't released it yet, or I don't know, as of today I haven't released it, but it's another one on Jim Rogers. All, you know, it's kind of funny. I haven't really investigated this yet, but there's got to be one or two point men out there in this whole con artist doomsday gold pumping movement, the crime syndicate. And it's a crime syndicate. They're all fucking criminals. They're all committing fraud because they are making money based upon false pretense, lying, deceiving, making up all kinds of shit. Okay, it's fraud, folks. It's fraud. Even the fucking numbskulls, the little minions out there who have bought into this shit, who are launching YouTube channels and websites, they're selling ads, they're making money off this scam. They're committing fraud as well. Every single person that is making money selling gold and silver and spewing all these lies or promoting people, interviewing them who are also doing this, they all can be sued. Every single person, down to the little blogger guy, they can all be sued, okay? So I suggest those of you who've lost money on gold and silver, you start taking down names, websites, blog URLs, okay, YouTube channels, everything. Get as much information as possible. Screenshot all these articles. Record all audio, video. And you better go after these guys ASAP before they run away, before they file for bankruptcy or whatever, okay? And, you know, you haven't heard it, but I'm telling you right now, just because you haven't heard it happening, you think it's not possible. I'm telling you right now, these guys are all guilty of fraud, okay? I can guarantee you that. And the guys in the claiming it's insurance, gold and silver is insurance. Folks, this is pretty obvious, okay? And I'm not just speaking out of the side of my mouth. I've had a course on insurance. Not that you need to. You don't really need a course on insurance now, do you, right? You need a little common sense and be able to think clearly, which most people today, unfortunately, cannot do, which is why most people are fucking slaves, consumer slaves, corporate slaves, slaves to the banks. So, getting back to the whole point man issue, I'm not quite sure who are the – there's got to be more than one point man, maybe a handful. You know, of course, before, early on, a few years ago, when Peter Schiff was getting all the media promo with all this doomsday baloney, of course, he was kind of the unofficial point man, I guess you could say. That is to say, the other guys kind of fed off of his bullshit, right? And then that kind of spread the whole gold-pumping doomsday crap. And that's why Peter Schiff is the single most responsible person for all this shit. But, of course, he had a lot of help. You know, you got John Williams and all these other numbskulls, Mark Faber and Jim Rogers, right? And all these other guys, these clowns on YouTube, right? I mean, the list is in the thousands, okay? Thousands. I could sit here and name names for hours. But also, of course, the important point is what happened after, right? After Peter Schiff's little celebrity lifespan kind of shrunk a little bit. Of course, he still gets daily promo, even though he's been a tremendous contrarian indicator for several years, right? But now what's happened? Well, there's several other point men out there. This Jim Rickards, bald charlatan, lying scumbag, moron who has chummed up with the crooks at Agora Financial. You know Agora? Agora markets for, they have all these dozens of bullshit copy editing newsletters that sell fear and greed and all this dog shit. Bill Bonner and all his fucking morons, his chimpanzees, Porter Stansberry with his bullshit. Just look it up, folks. I've exposed these guys on the website. Huge expose in the Encyclopedia of Bozos. I'm not going to get into them. It's a whole other discussion. And I'll be exposing more of these fucking charlatans. Of course, Chris Martinson's also teamed up with Agora, right? Virtually every single one of these folks, if you do the research, you will see the overlap. They're all in the same circle. They're all in the same network. All in the same blog roles, attend all the same conferences, have overlapping business arrangements and so forth. I'm telling you, I've seen it all. I've seen it all for years. And they do this to create this flooding effect. They know it's easier to brainwash you people if they've got hundreds of people saying the same bullshit all over the place in all the different venues. Everywhere you turn, everywhere you look, everywhere you hear, right? You're always hearing the same shit. Dollar's going to collapse. Get out of the stock market. Buy gold, right? This person says it. This person says it. Before you know it, the average Joe on the street's telling you this, right? So you got all these point men out there, right? And one of the big things over the past couple of years, because the point men, you know, they really have run out of mythology, right? First, remember we were talking about hyperinflation, right? Hyperinflation, that's what they were all talking about. Remember that? Hyperinflation. Zimbabwe. America's like Zimbabwe, right? America's worse than Greece. Remember Peter Schiff saying all that bullshit? What a fucking... Anyone who has money with Peter Schiff or any one of his chimpanzees at his firm, wow. Good luck, guys. I mean, you got a guy that says just ridiculous things, things that are so ridiculously untrue and hilarious that it makes you wonder how stupid people really are. Why would you entrust your money to a firm with a guy that says so many ridiculous things, so many things that are contrary to it, the investment world? It's just shocking to me. Not to mention that Peter Schiff is a fucking hypocrite. Matter of fact, I'm not an attorney. However, if I were, I would certainly look into Peter Schiff's potential bait and switch, right? Peter Schiff's potential bait and switch. What do I mean by that? Well, Peter Schiff, as you'll recall, and I'll get back to the main point here in a second, but Peter Schiff, as you'll recall, he gets in the media and talks about all this doom. America is bad. Dollar's going down. Its currency is going to collapse, right? U.S. stock market's shit, right? U.S. economy's no good, right? Right? He trashes the U.S., right? And I'll tell you why that's his sales pitch, because he can't compete with real Wall Street firms. He can't compete with those guys. So he wants to give you his little angle, right? Well, the funny thing, right? A funny thing happened on the way to the doomsday shed. And that is Peter Schiff, right? He has at least one or two U.S. mutual funds with U.S. securities. Peter, what are you doing? Why would you potentially harm your customers by putting them in U.S. dollar-denominated assets, U.S. stocks? My God, right? Remember, Peter Schiff is one of the he's one of the guys, of course. Well, all the doomsday guys talk about the bond bubble. Bonds, oh my gosh, the bonds are in a bubble. They're going to blow up, right? Well, Peter Schiff has at least one or two bond funds. So my point is this, folks. If you got a guy who's always spewing the same doomsday bullshit, telling you about the bond bubble, right? Telling you about U.S. economy being bad and we're going to have hyperinflation and U.S. dollar-denominated assets are in trouble and all this crap. And then he gets you to come to his firm because you're scared out of your fucking shoes listening to his bullshit, which he's provided, of course, a daily platform because he's Jewish. And we know he runs the media and they want to help their buddies, right? Irrespective of his shitty track record. If you're Jewish, you're in the club. That's how it works, folks. If you're not, forget it. That's one reason why I've been banned, despite my world-leading track record. I'm not Jew. I'm not a Jew. I'm not Jewish. Anyway, so you go to his firm. You've been scared by all the fear-mongering from Peter Schiff, right? And then one of his brokers, right? It's kind of funny, you know, the name broker, right? Because oftentimes you go to one of these places, you know, deal with the stock broker and you end up broker than you were before. But so you go to Schiff's firm, transfer your money there, and you're assigned a broker, right? Or financial advisor. Whoa. That's a more classier term, right? More credible term. Okay, yeah, whatever. So what happens? They get you to buy into some of these U.S. stock funds, right? Or these bond funds. That, I could argue that that's a bait and switch, okay? I mean, most people probably couldn't, but someone like me who's really familiar with the media deception and all the fraud and all the bullshit that's going on out there and what everyone's been told versus the reality and so forth and the tactics. I mean, I could tell you right now, I mean, to me, it's a pretty much open and shut case. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The main point, which is what I wanted to talk about, is this: the latest, right? The latest thing, 2 years ago, let's say, maybe even three, it's a whole thing about how, you know, Brazil and China and Russia, right, and Iran, and you know, they all want to unify. They're gonna make their own development bank, and they want to make a currency that's gonna destroy the dollar. The dollar dominance, right? And lately, of course, it's been Russia and China, right? That's what you've been hearing. Jim Rogers is pushing that shit. All these clowns are pushing that shit. Talking about how, yeah, matter of fact, Rogers saying, well, the dollar is such a flawed currency. I think that, he said, I quote, I think that Russia and Brazil and China could come up with something that could challenge the dollar. I mean, these countries are in the fucking gutter. China's getting ready to blow up with its financial problems. And they're going to have big problems. Brazil's already blown up and is still on fire, okay? And Russia has already blown up and the worst is yet to come. He's talking about these useless fucking countries, dog shit countries where nobody trusts, right? They can mount a charge against the dollar. They're not talking about the currency collapse that's happened in Brazil or in Russia. Of course, in China, they have their currency pegged to the dollar. I wonder why, right? You understand, folks? Why doesn't anyone out there ever question this stuff? It's just shocking. If you're not asking yourself, wait a second, why are they talking about Russia and Brazil and China, right, who could threaten the U.S. dollar dominance? Why, if you're not questioning, ask yourself, wait a second, aren't these countries in the dumps? Aren't they in the toilet being flushed? If you're not questioning these things, if you don't see this, that means you are under mind control. You understand? You are under mind control. You have been brainwashed. And that means you may as well take any money that you have and flush it down the commode. Okay? Flush it down the commode like this. because they're going to fucking take it. They're going to take it. Once you have been indoctrinated by the charlatan gang, it's over. It's over. No one can wake you up. It's over. And you're not going to see it for a long time, many years. At best, you might see it in a decade or so. But most people, they'll go about their lives continuing to believe the bullshit, blame this, blame that. The Fed's doing this. Wall Street's doing that. That's why I'm broke. They'll never blame the guys that misled them and took their fucking money with all this doomsday bullshit. That's the way it works, people. That's the way it works. That's the way it's worked over and over again throughout history. So the next time you hear one of these numbskulls talk about how Russia and China are going to unify and create their own currency that's going to threaten the U.S. dollar dominance, just think about these countries. I mean, Russia is arguably not even a first world country anymore. China sure as hell is nowhere near a first world country, right? And I mean, China's economy is so dependent on the U.S. and Europe, it's not even funny. It's scary. And anyone who doesn't understand that, you've been going to the wrong sources, okay? You have no idea what's going on. Folks, you better get with the program, okay? You better look at track records, invest. And if you don't have the intelligence or the diligence, are you too damn lazy to truly assess someone's track record? Now, I'm talking about from a top level, right? An accurate means. If you don't have that ability, I suggest you hire someone. I suggest you hire an accounting firm to do so. Because if you don't recognize who are the real experts out there who are unbiased, and there are not a whole lot, you're gonna screw your life up. They're going to fuck you over and over again because they're all out there. All the fucking comment are all over the place. Okay? I can just tell you right now, you can save yourself a lot of money and a lot of effort. Just research my track record. I'm the only financial professional in the world to have ever backed his track record, his claim that he holds a leading track record in the world by a monetary guarantee. $100,000 backing. I got the best forecasting record in the world since 2006. And currently it is February 2015. Best in the world. Now, why haven't you ever heard anyone out there in the media make that claim? Because they're all marketing con artists. They have shitty track records. They're marketers. That's why they spend all of their time in the media, in sales, in promotional activities, right? They're not real analysts or strategists. They're on speaking tours, right? Look at Peter Schiff's itinerary. I've been watching his itinerary now for a few years. That's right. I'm keeping an eye on his itinerary because I want to see what this guy's doing with his time. Peter Schiff is spending the vast majority of his waking hours on speaking tours, other little conferences and events, interviews, promo, and all this other bullshit. He is a marketer, a salesman. That is why his pitch never changes. That is why you can't even bring in someone to debate the guy, because he's a person like that you can't debate. They're a salesman. They're not intellectual. They have this sales mentality. They're going to keep yapping and twisting things until they feel that their mythology, their narrative has been solidified. It's called manipulation. You understand? That's the deal. It's funny how Schiff pays all these sources. He'll pay some university, make a contribution or this or that, so he can have a debate. So he wants to be seen as credible. So he'll have a debate with one of his tribesmen, one of his cowardly tribesmen, some Jewish economist chump, most likely who has received the department or something, has received some type of donation, or they're renting out the place. There's money involved, okay? I can guarantee you that. And he'll record it and make it look like, oh, wow, he's legitimate, he's credible. Just like, how do you think Peter Schiff, you think Congress called up Peter Schiff to testify? He recorded it and everything. These guys, they slide money. They slide money. They pay for that crap. I mean, Martin Weiss testified before Congress as well, right? Martin Weiss? Look him up if you don't know who he is.
Of course, when I was called to potentially testify in front of the Financial Crisis Inquiry Committee, which reported to Congress, once they heard what I had to say, they cut off all contact with me because they did not want what I had to say to go in front of Congress because it would have been public record. It would have blown out everything. It would have caused a huge controversy, you see. Anyway, folks, listen, stop falling for these fucking con men. Stop it. Just slap yourself or get someone to slap you around. Stop it. Okay? And if you didn't see it up to this point, maybe you don't even see it now. Let me just give you some good advice. Stay the fuck away from all media. You need to turn off the fucking tube. Turn off YouTube. Turn off the TV. Stay away from media because they're going to suck the life out of you. They're going to suck the soul out of you, and they're going to suck the money out of you. You already have all these people out there sitting there obsessing over doom. This is going to happen. Dollar's going to collapse. This is, live your fucking life. These people have gotten into your mind. They control you. You're a big fucking dummy because you've allowed this shit to happen. I'm here trying to wake you up. I'm here trying to free you from these con men. You don't want to listen? Fine. But I've been on record now. I've been on record now for several years as the only person in the world who's taken on this whole charlatan industry. The only person. The only person with the credibility, the track record, the oversight, the prudence, and the courage to do so, irrespective of how much it hurts my business. As I've mentioned before, folks, if I went along with this whole gold pumping syndicate, I could have made a ton of money just from getting a promo. But I'm for the truth. I'm a real research analyst. So I speak the truth, I get banned, I get shut out. Nobody wants to talk to me because I don't represent any advertisement interest. You understand? Because interviewing me is not going to help any type of platform which can sell advertisements. You understand? This is why we are a nation of extremes. It's either white or black, night or day, on or off, right? You take this position or that position. Why? Because either position, you're going to have something to sell. The media can sell ads. You understand? That's the deal. But when you speak the truth, you're attacking both sides because both sides are full of shit. Anyway, I'm going to stop this now. I'm going to end this now. I'll carry on some other time.